Chapter 3.
It's impossible to sleep that night. I can see it every time I close my eyes. The gargoyle, glaring out of the darkness. Normally I snooze my alarm twice before getting up, but now I can't wait for morning.
You look like you've been run over,
Jess says when I trudge downstairs. She's sitting at the kitchen table dressed in her school uniform. Jess starts at Swanbury High today and has to wear a full-on blazer and everything. They have different periods throughout the day, like science in period one and maths in period two, and you can get double periods, like in Harry Potter, when they have double potions. And her lessons aren't all in one room with one teacher, like mine always have been.
Did you have trouble sleeping? Mum says to me.
A bit. I try to smile, to show it's all right. I don't want her to know that I always have trouble sleeping here. She's got enough to deal with.
Sorry, pet.
She puts the kettle on and stares out of the window, mumbling something about the garden looking hideous. Then she turns to face me.
I spoke to the school this morning. They're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I completely forgot. Mum must see the look on my face because she wanders over and strokes my shoulder.
It won't be like last time, I promise.
She means the time I got called Daddy Longlegs and had dead fish hidden in my drawer and got invited to Jack's party just so the other kids could lock the door and laugh when I couldn't get in.
It's a good school. Your grandma used to teach there, you know. And anyway, you're lovely, kind and caring, she says. The other boys will be lucky to have you as a friend.
It'll be all right, I say. There's a smile on my face, because if Sam and Dave heard that, they'd smack my arm and call me a mummy's boy. But it doesn't last for long, because kind and caring won't get me very far when the bell rings. One more day. One more day until I walk into a class where everyone else has known each other for years, and I'll be the only new kid.